This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 99thegame.com. Got Sam and Jason with Greg on assignment. Noel, other side of the glass. And when you hear that, you instantly think of one city, don't you?
You do.
You do. You really do. And you think about those steps going up and, right, at the end of the run. The city is still celebrating. Still celebrating, no doubt. And someone who's up there being part of the celebration this week is our friend Darrell Thomas, who joins us. And now on the waitfor.com hotline. Darrell, welcome back to Atlanta. Congratulations on your team winning, and how was the celebration?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. It was an amazing celebration. I can't even describe or put into words just how fun the experience was, and it was an added bonus for me. I had my kids with me to experience the parade. And this is the third time, luckily, that I experienced the Braves parade here. We went to that to kind of check that out when the Braves won. But this is my third time experiencing a parade in Philadelphia with the Phillies in 08, then the Eagles in 17, and the Eagles now. And this one took the cake. So it was a great experience, and I was glad that everyone stayed safe and we were able to celebrate the beginning of a dynasty over the next few years in Philadelphia.
You didn't climb any light poles, did you?
No. I stayed. My feet were on the ground the entire time. I didn't do any jumping, any climbing, any of that. I'm a little too old. You know, you fall from that, it might not be a recovery for the next 3 to 4 months.
You took the young folks with you, right?
Yes, indeed.
What did they think of all this?
Oh, they had an amazing time. So Selah, actually, when we got up there, she decided to stay and watch with my grandma. So she watched it in the house. She didn't want to do all the walking. And so Mello were the two guys, and we got out about 6 a.m. in the morning, and we walked half of Philadelphia, I would say, from the stadiums and then ending up in center. So he had a blast. He had an amazing time. He got to meet a few of the players, Carter and Quinion Mitchell, Darius Slay, the guy on the bus and coming over and interacting and such.
That's cool.
So he had an amazing, great to see him so happy out there.
You mentioned you want to see this being a dynasty. What do you think they need to do to make that happen for next year?
2 years ago, a gentleman that plays up in Ohio was in Philadelphia for some training camp scrimmages, and he mentioned that before his career was over, he would love to be an Eagle. And now that gentleman has requested a trade from Cleveland. So we can go on ahead and
wow.
get Miles Garrett.
See.
And or Max Crosby. Max Crosby.
We were talking about this earlier,
around.
Terrell. They need to come to Atlanta. What are you talking about?
Yeah, really.
We got to find a way to get somebody.
We need the pass rush down here, man. Come on. We need the pass rush down here.
Atlanta has to take baby steps. So before they go ahead and get the top
baby stepping for a long time.
I know, that's right. Look at baby steps. We've been crawling, man.
They need to go in the backyard. Go get some Georgia guys, some Alabama guys. You know, we're flooded with both Georgia and Alabama guys and Philadelphia. And then maybe some guys will want to come here. The Falcons tried the free agent thing with Captain Kirk, and I don't really think that worked out too well. So they might try to – you know, get some homegrown players. That seems like that's been a recipe for a few teams over the last few years, and they'll be fine. Falcons will be fine.
Yeah. What was the vibe around the city, though? What was the feel just to be back in town? The crowd looked incredible.
It just seemed to be utter bliss, to be all the way honest with you. You know, Philadelphia, we kind of thrive off of, I'm glad that Noel threw that Rocky theme out there, the city of underdogs. When you think of Rocky and such. And Jalen Hurts has been a quarterback over the last 2 years. He's been under a lot of scrutiny, which to me is kind of crazy because the Eagles have been winning. And he's our quarterback. You know, with a lot of programs, no matter how great the quarterback is, when the team is winning, the quarterback gets a lot of the praise. And when the team is losing sometimes unjustly, the quarterback gets a lot of the flack. Jalen Hurts is getting a lot of flack, win or lose. So to see him win the Super Bowl MVP, it seems like the city was embracing that. It was a lot of bliss in the city, so that was great to see as well.
All right, I have no segue for this, but I need you to smarten me up a little bit about what's going on with the Hawks. I've been really busy getting ready for this upcoming Atlanta United season, a whole bunch of new faces on the Atlanta United side, so I've been in the lab on that. How do you feel about all the different moves that the Hawks have made and where they stand right now?
I was extremely skeptical, to be honest with you, at first. I hated to see DeAndre Hunter walk out the door. It seemed like when he finally was beginning to turn a curve, we got rid of him. I think this was the best season he's had thus far in the NBA, certainly his best season as a member of the Atlanta Hawks. Easily could be, or right now was easily in the lead to be the sixth man of the year coming off of the bench for the Hawks. And to see them get rid of him was utterly surprising to me, to be honest with you. However, the pieces in which we got back, when you look at Terrence Mann, when you look at Caris LeVert, those are guys who may not be household names, but they have game, and they've contributed in this league for the past few seasons. And also, just kind of the record speaks for itself. The Hawks have only lost one game in their last 5 games since getting these guys, since making these acquisitions. So, you know, sometimes I don't know exactly where Landry and the front office, like what direction they're going towards And I know Hawks fans are thriving, and, you know, they won a championship. They won the parade, and I believe they should get one very soon if the Hawks can make the right moves. So I was surprised, but I think the Hawks are still – their trajectory is still pointing up when we look at what they have left remaining after this All-Star break.
Spending time on the WadeFor.com hotline. Always great to spend some time with Terrell Thomas, even when he's been up in Philadelphia, right? He comes back here and hangs out with us. Great to see him. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. All right, moving forward with this Hawks team. And first of all, the news we also got this week that Trae Young is out at the All-Star game. And I know that's something we all felt like he should have been there from the beginning, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I was very pleased, ecstatic to hear that, because it seemed like the guy got robbed. And it's one of those things where you don't want to, you know, frown upon the gentleman who did make it, because everyone, when you're balling, you're balling. And some of those names out there, when you look at the Garlands and such, they deserve to be there. I wasn't the biggest believer that Tyler Herro should have been there, but I still tip my hat on him getting the nod. Unfortunate injury with Giannis not being there, but it worked to our advantage, because Trey should have been there, and in my opinion, should have been a starter from the go. You look at a gentleman who's leading the NBA in assists, and he's another one, although the record may not show it. I think this is the best season in which he's had thus far, mm-hmm. because every night you don't know what you're going to get from Trey, but he does just what the Hawks need to win. It hasn't always equated in a win, I understand that, but if it's a night where he needs 40 points, he goes out there and gets 40 points. If it's a night where he needs 20 points and 20 assists, he's going out there and doing that. And I've heard people say that, you know, Trey's just this showman, or he's this ball hog. And it's like, well, you can't be watching the game,
yeah,
because
exactly.
since he's been in the league,
that drives
since he's
me
been
crazy.
In the league, he's been in the top three every year in assists. So I'm very happy that he's out there. And I hope today is not one of those situations where he doesn't get a lot of playing time, where he really gets to showcase his talents on a national stage.
How much of a difference is Dyson Daniels making? I think that's part of it. You know, he's got some help defensively. He's got the right type of running partner back there, you know, in the backcourt with him.
Yeah, Dyson has made a tremendous help, I'll say, for Trae Young and for the Hawks, because Trae has over the years been a defensive liability. I will say,
absolutely.
I believe under the last two seasons with Coach Snyder, that defensive prowess has improved. I see Trae almost like Allen Iverson, where Iverson wasn't the biggest guy on the court, but he learned how to play the passing lanes and such. And there have been a few nights this season where Trae's had two steals, three steals. Some of that has been because he's realized, okay, I may not be able to guard you one-on-one, just, you know, stand in front of you and stop you, but if I can anticipate these passes and play this passing lane, it'll work well. I also think Dyson is attributed to that as well, because he has been a defender who will just take whoever the best guard or forward is and you know, play them man up one-on-one, and that allows Trae to move around a little bit more to play those passing lanes. Dyson's a guy who's been leading the NBA in steals, and just it's rare that we see a guard since the days of Michael Jordan, you know, in that final run, and Gary Payton as being a defensive player of the year. But I do think his name should at least be mentioned in that running to be possibly the defensive player of the year, because his defensive prowess has been phenomenal this season.
So all that being said about the Hawks and with the moves that they've made, what do you think the ceiling is for this group this season?
I think, you know, with so many new guys in the locker room, it's kind of hard to gauge. You know, with as long as Trey's at the helm of things, and we see Jalen, unfortunately, of course, who's hurt. When the nucleus is the nucleus, I think all is well. So I think it's still very positive. I think the guys still have playoff aspirations, but it's kind of hard. I have to see over the next few games, and especially once the guys get back home, just how the new pieces are, how well they're gelling, and get a better a better feel for just where they are mentally in their locker room and such.
It's nice to have some pieces come in and guys who really play like they want to be here. And that's one thing I can say about the acquisitions that have come over to this team. They really feel like they play like they're happy to be here in Atlanta, and the opportunity that they're getting compared to the teams that they came from. That's a big step in the right direction right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you're in a program, it's like anywhere. Even, you know, us who have 9-to-5s and things like that, when you feel wanted, you play better, you work harder, you go in there with a positive attitude. And that's what I feel like we see from these guys. Some of these guys are sitting on the bench. They were deep on the bench. Coach Quinn has been giving them playing minutes, and they're making the best out of it. So I think, again, the best still may be yet to come for the Hawks this season. They can still creep in and still, you know, secure a 6th or 7th seed in the Eastern Conference, and maybe a little bit more if they can continue to be on the winning side of things. So, yeah, it's great to see that these guys are taking these roles and happy to play in their new roles.
What do you take from today? Today, the All-Star game is actually going to be played with the All-Star games, the way they're doing it in a mini tournament. Do you like the format, and what are you expecting this evening?
I don't know. I really wish we would go back to the East versus West and just kind of let it play out. Excuse me. Let it play out there. Excuse me. Starting to get choked up thinking of Trae Young. I get emotional about that guy when they don't give him his due. I really wish they would go back to the East and West format, to be quite honest with you. And I've been hearing so many different things. I heard you gentlemen mention earlier when you were speaking on hockey and kind of the U.S. versus the world, that may be something that the NBA explores in the future. So I got to see how this plays out. I wasn't really a fan of it when I saw the draft taking place and how they have the team. We have Candace Parker as a coach and Kenny as a coach, Shaq as a coach. So I am interested to see how it plays out. But I wish they would just go back to how it was when I was growing up and you just had the East versus West out there. Or I would be more interested to kind of see USA versus the world, with the game being so international now and seeing some of these other guys and just see how those matchups, how they would play about.
I like the USA versus the world idea. I'm with you, though. I'm old school. I'd be great with East versus West. And you look back at some of those games, and I know now with all the player movement, like, guys aren't Eastern Conference guys and guys aren't Western Conference guys. Back in the day, they were.
Right.
And you had a lot of pride in that game because of that.
And that's a little different now. But like I said, we're going to see what they do tonight, see how people like it, see if it's something we keep, or if we're going to that USA International. I'm kind of liking that one. And see what happens if that
doesn't go. I do.
I'm down with that.
Terrell, I think that's where we need to go.
Yeah, I'm down with that for sure. Terrell, we getting you to some Atlanta United games this season?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I know you had a long day yesterday. I was tuned in as I was riding around.
135 minutes. Three halves.
Yeah, that was funny, the three-half aspect. But I'm looking forward to see, of course, with, you know, like Miggy being back and some of the new pieces that are out there. Atlanta United games are some of my favorite places to be in the city. Those games are always electric, no matter who they're playing. So certainly, I'm looking forward to getting out to a few games this season. Soccer time is one of my favorite times of the year.
Excellent.
And, you know, I learned so much from you. You're calling and when you're on air. So yes, indeed, looking forward to you getting more air time and seeing what the United had to offer out there on the field.
No, I appreciate it, and I'll tell y'all the new striker, Latte Lott.
Mm-hmm.
He is fast, like crazy fast. A couple times yesterday, me and Jared are watching him close people down defensively.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he can get to that ball. He got to the ball. He's very, very fast. He's going to be a fun one to watch.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. Terrell, thanks so much for spending some time with us, man. Glad you had a safe trip up to Philadelphia and back, and looking forward to seeing you really soon and having you back on the show with us, too.
Kyle, always a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen, talking with Noel. Y'all be great. Have a great week.
All right. That is Terrell Thomas. Always great to catch up with him back from Philadelphia. And also give us some update on the Hawks and what to expect when we go back from the All-Star break.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.